So they're saying it's how do I say this? It's proper to be in attendance. And so it's almost like if you were a pawn who you would deem to be a master or a holy one or the head of an establishment, there would be a like moment of like deference. In other words, acknowledging their holiness, acknowledging their wisdom, acknowledging the truth of them. So it would be like a respectful glance. In other words, you would stop, the chatter of the mind, and you would have this like inner bow. So they're asking us to perform that regularly. So whether we meditate or say prayers or just have like quiet communion with our essence or a higher awareness, in whatever way, it could just be a quick remembrance, it could be a formal practice, but they want us to incorporate that solemn reverence where we're paying reverence to our enlightened self, the aspect of self that's already here, that's already arrived, that's already established. Because the more that we can respond to it, the more that we can pay homage to it, the more that we can recognize it, the more we can be devoted to it, being a devout disciple of our highest assurance, the easier it is for us to remember, the easier it is for us to have that energy exchange, the easier it is for us to arrive at that place, like that point beyond return. So that point beyond return, the energy transmitting through this vessel is just exquisite. It's really exquisite. And this is love's assurance. In other words, it's who we are. We're the ones that have been, playing imposters in that we kind of like dream of the darkness or dream of the separation. But they're saying like all that's coming to an end. All that's coming to an end is we will self-promote. In other words, is we will stand up properly, is we will declare our innocence. So declaring our innocence means that we don't belong with punishment. We don't belong in judgment. We don't belong in a prison sentence. We don't belong like a stray dog that has to be in the doghouse. That we're permitted to sort of like, how would I put that in words, like glide right in, really. Just assume that powerful restoration. So that powerful restoration is already amongst us. I keep there like, okay, so start from the beginning. That powerful restoration is already here. It's already present. It's already available. So that divine union, when we think of like balance, divine feminine, divine masculine, like that's already good to go. It's presenting. What we're learning to do is acquire that state of luxury. So to acquire it, we have to realize our innocence. We have to realize that we're already quickened. We're already at our exalted altar, that our sacred heart has like already identified the truth of self. So as we will stay committed, as we will stay self-involved. Now, self-involved is not you're narcissistic, you only think of yourself. Self-involved is we're staying in commitment, in alignment with our higher knowing, with our higher truth. So the more that, again, we pay homage, we kind of bow that head slightly, the way you would do for a master or royalty, or, you know, it's like, oh, here's someone coming in very important. Let's be still and really be quiet so we can hear everything they want to say. That's what we want to do within and without. So the within is our heart. Is our heart, are we honoring our higher self? Are we honoring our higher devotional essence? Are we honoring the truth that's being stirred, that's being welcomed, that's being submitted to, that's being, and let me get those words here, like energetically aligned with, brought forth, reassembled. So that's the within, and the within is your heart open? Is your heart ready? Or is it close to yourself? And so it's really taking that time. When I'm saying that, it's like I can hear Stevie Nicks undoing the laces. So obviously she had a different idea of mine, but that's the whole point, like undoing the laces of that closed heart. So we're opening that heart. So that's going to be like the inner approach. So we're opening the heart to ourselves. We're opening the heart space to others, because everyone really is a projection of us. So notice where you still have a hardened heart versus the surrender of love. So that's the inner, what's going on with our heart. The outer are the steps that we're engaged in, so that we take the time to reassemble. We take the time to sort of, you know, quiet the mind, notice the mind, have that placement of peace. It could be a formal practice, or it could just be, I'm going to take a couple of moments out of like the endless continuous mind stream to look abroad. And so that look abroad is that universal knowingness of that oneness that's already whole, that's already complete, just waiting for your attention, waiting to be responded to, waiting to be noticed. So just imagine someone's like quietly waiting for you to notice they're already in the room. That is just like the sweetest, perfect example of what's actually taking place. Our divine self is already present, waiting in the room, sort of in the background, because we're busy bustling and stirring and having all kinds of conflictive emotions, and not realizing that it's already present. So the more that we will like combine those two occurrences, both in the inner training and the outer establishment, that's the like proper agenda or order or sequencing that is bringing forth our best arrival. So that best arrival is our I am presence that is now being well established, that is now being listened to, that is now being asserted, that is now influencing our every motion. So it's sort of like every step we take, every word we speak, our words, actions, and speech, that it's all being influenced by this higher arrival that's already here. So imagine picking someone up from the airport. Maybe you haven't arrived at the airport yet, but they're standing at baggage claim waiting to be picked up. So that's our divine essence that is already here, that is already, ready to go as soon as it's called, as soon as it's welcome. So this is what we're engaging in, is welcoming the truth of self, welcoming the new arrival, welcoming the eternal witness to come in and take good pleasure. So taking good pleasure is, oh my gosh, I have help now in making decisions and choosing what's for my best and highest good, what's for the best and highest good of all concerned. So allow the gift, you're saying, of Christ's mercy to be established. Again, Christ is not a churchy term. It's the term of our sacred witness. It's the term of our eternal essence and self that is here. How do I put this in words? It's like beyond words. So when we think of like moving from 3D with all of this polarized separation judgment, which is playing out, it's sort of like there's a new record to be played. There's a new record to be heard. There's a new tempo to engage in. So allow yourselves to be shifted with ease. Allow yourselves to be unified in this higher consciousness, in this higher accolade, in this higher knowing, in this highest arrival that is already being stirred. So being stirred is it's ready, it's on the go, it's just the most natural next sequencing. So as we allow ourselves to shift to this holy remembrance, everything in our life now takes notice because we're pulsating in a new authority, in a new arrival, in a new, actually they don't like that I said arrival, they have to go backwards. So a new authority is like, it's here. It's already here. It's already functioning as one now, as we will establish it, as we will promote it, as we will listen, as we will obligate. So again, that listening is taking that pause. When you notice that you're being triggered, when you notice you're in emotion, when you notice whatever it is, it's sort of like, let me breathe some air into that. Let me breathe some peace into that. Let me breathe some quiet into that. Let me take the wholesome breath, meaning taking that deep breath to allow that higher guidance to influence. So allow the peace to be given. Peace is not, I just let the world go by and people trample over me or whatever. Peace is that we're guided by that eternal peace. We're guided by that heavenly notion so that what we're doing saves time. We're no longer engaged in constant battle and constant struggle and constant warfare, because everything we experience in the outer, it's just an extension of what's going on in that mind's trappings. And so as we open up to that peaceful stillness, we arrive at a Christ union where we're eternally guided, we're eternally gifted. So as we hold that divine placement, now we're back to where we were, everything takes note, meaning everything in our lives has like various alternate realities. So you can meet everything at different vibrations. And so as we come alive, as we agree to be stirred, as we function in our Christ union, then everything is altered to this higher knowing because we have agreed with this higher knowing. And then everything alternates. So it's sort of like, oh, you want this version of me. Okay, we can do that. So we want to remember, it's not that the outer is changing, it's that we are changing, we are shifting, and then what we experience in terms of linear reality is meeting and compensating and adjusting to this new authority. So we want to remember the incredible influence we have in what we experience in the outer. There's no outer, there's no external separate from the inner temple wisdom. So the Shami, like the Delphi temple, it's honoring the light within and recognizing that is what creates the miracles, that is what creates the new associations, that is what creates all of our future enjoyments. So allow yourself to be lifted, allow yourself to be advanced, allow yourself to be curried. So like a courier is coming and picking you up and bringing you into that higher broadcast. So to do that, oh gosh, they want me to put words to this. It's sort of like you agree with the peace from the get-go. So it's sort of like you're dropping the old conflict and you're allowing your gifts to be rearranged. So it's almost like having amnesia, like what conflict? Because you're really in a new paradigm. You're a new person. You have a new authority, and out of that new authority comes your new pastime. So the ascended earth, the ascended self that we're bringing forth into self-mastery is heard. So it's heard because it's heard our agreement, willingness. So remember, we can't be in the conflict and in the peace. It's a choice. It's a choice, it's a consideration. So we're allowing ourselves to be given, we're allowing ourselves to be orchestrated, we're allowing courier advancement. So when I say courier, they're saying courier, I just have these like chariots of light. So it's not a Uber driver, it's like a chariot of light that is currying, helping, demonstrating the new arrival. So the other part of this transmission is all of our temple settings. In other words, all of our ascended awarenesses from other incarnations are good to go. So good to go is they're ready to be inserted. They're ready to be recognized. They're waiting their turn. So just imagine like these other aspects of yourself. It's sort of like waiting for the elevator, waiting at the bus stop, something like, and just sort of play with it. So it really becomes user friendly. It's not a pipe dream. It's like, oh, if only if, like wishful thinking. It becomes a distant memory made whole. So the more that we remember, we're already that multidimensional self. We're already all combined. We're really not separate at all. What we're doing is we're dropping the veil of separation. We're dropping the dichotomy of impulse so that we come into good working order. So again, these aspects of self that seem to be from long ago or seem to be from the future are making their presence intact, meaning now we include them, if that would make sense, and we're allowing that standby knowing. So we're allowing all of our spiritual gifting, all of our spiritual wisdom to be one and the same with who we understand ourselves to be. So we want to realize the power in that agreement, the power in that demand, the power in that exalted glance. So now they're returning to the very beginning. Remember, they asked us to have reverence or to take that bow. That's actually who we're having reverence for. That's actually what we're bowing to, is this greater sampling or aspect of self that is good to go, that's already here, that's waiting for permission, that's waiting for noticing, that's waiting for early arrival status. So allow that to be received, allow that to be, and have that energy exchange. That energy exchange is more and more and more often, I pay less attention to the slumbering lifestyle, meaning the eternal conflict, the old news, so to speak. And I welcome my higher authority. I welcome my higher influence. I welcome my higher establishment. So allow that to proceed. Allow that to shift your, shift your paradigm assurance. So the paradigm assurance is receiving a new gifting, receiving a new reality, receiving a new heavenly glow, receiving a new birth of Christ. So that birth of Christ, remember, it's not Jesus Christ. It's our Christed oneness, our Christed devotional essence that is being stirred, that is being welcomed, that's being like placement secure. So allow that to be steadied, allow that to be excited. So that excited is you're feeling the energy, you're feeling the stirring. Don't be concerned if you don't feel it, doesn't matter, because it is a glow. It is a glow. So when I'm receiving everyone, I don't receive your person self, I receive your light self. So when we say a glow, you're being excited, you're being stirred. So you're being readied. Receive, receive, receive. And then again, we're all holding hands. So we extend that abroad. So it could be to people, places, and things, family relationships, diplomatic relationships between countries, whatever surfaces. And it may be something you just read in the news, and it may be a friend from second grade. Just trust what arrives. Trust what arrives. Trust that it has to do with your readiness. When I'm saying this, I'm receiving people that I knew in grade school that I literally have not seen since grade school, but then here they are. Here they are. And so we trust that, knowing that our higher self knows the best use of the energy, our next right step. Our next right step. Whether it's a healing for another, a healing for herself, and really it's all one and the same. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is. Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay. So I said, oh my goodness, my apologies. They were trying to give me